Governor Christie has enjoyed a big lead throughout the campaign. Will that likely diminish turnout tomorrow, even though the forecast looks pretty good?
It's really hard to say. If anything, what we've speculated about here is that if turnout's going to be diminished, it's because people sort of spent most of their attention on the special Senate election that the governor called 3 weeks before his own, to much controversy. You know, people, the governor's supporters seem very enthusiastic. They do seem very jazzed about this, and I don't think he wants there to be a lack of enthusiasm about voting here. The bigger question is whether Democrats have already sort of turned out for Cory Booker 3 weeks ago, and now whether they'll show up for Barbara Buono tomorrow.
Of course, there's been a huge disparity in their war chests. What has Buono done to try to close that gap in the past couple of weeks?
Buono is outraised by, I think, 7-1, 6-1 by the governor. They're both accepting matching funds from the state, but whereas he's maxed out at around $12 million, she's only gotten a couple million. But what she has had on her side is third-party groups spending an immense amount of money to help her. Specifically, the NJEA, sorry, that's the state's largest teachers union, has pumped money into a group called Garden State Forward that has essentially been a surrogate for her campaign. It's run ads with her displayed prominently. It's urged people to vote for her in the ads. It even has the same color scheme as her campaign. So they've tried to close in the gap that way. It seemed like the NJA kind of picked up some of the slack where her campaign was having trouble raising money. We haven't seen the help reflected in the polls, however.
A Republican governor in the bluest of blue states, and even if voters don't agree with his positions on all the issues, they admire his candor. Now, where do you draw the line, though, between that shoot-from-the-lip style and his much more subdued tact during their two debates?
Well, I think he had nothing to gain by being very aggressive and going after her in the debates. And I think also, you know, that Christie's quote-unquote candor is very much a sort of concoction of Chris Christie. I don't think that if you actually look at what he says, he's necessarily saying more than most politicians do. He just says it in a different way. And he says it maybe sometimes what's perceived as a more direct way, but there's still plenty of things that you're not hearing Chris Christie go out of his way to explain where he stands on them. In fact, there are a lot of issues we still don't have a good idea of where Christie stands because it's a politically difficult situation for him.
Though he can't be much more direct than referring to Atlantic City's Mayor Whalen as an animal.
Right, the state Senate candidate, the former mayor, that's true. But in other cases, if you ask Chris Christie about, you know, alleged improprieties by politicians he is close with, you'll find he won't use that kind of terminology.
Ultimately, presuming Christie wins, does it matter if he wins by a close margin versus 10 or more points in terms of that propelling him to further gains down the road?
Yes, it does matter. And I think I think when you say 10 or more points, I think 10 points at this point would be considered a disappointment for him. I mean, it's still a big win, but when the polls show anywhere from 18 to 36 points between him and Buono, a big win in a blue state like New Jersey helps him make the case should he decide to run for president. As here I am, I'm a Republican who can win in a Democratic state. I'm a Republican who can appeal to Black and Hispanic voters. Who else in the party has that? That's a big part of his case for running for president, and that's why it matters. A narrow win in this race over what's perceived as a very weak candidate could have troubling implications for his political future, even though, granted, a win is still a win.
Matt, thanks again for bringing us up to date on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Matt Friedman writes for the Star-Ledger, and when the polls close tomorrow at 8, stay with WHYY-FM throughout the evening for election results and analysis.